You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Alexis just asked if she could eat potatoes after they start growing eyes on them. You got potatoes that have eyes on them?
They got like little growth things on
roots.
Them.
Roots. Yeah.
Yeah. They're called eyes?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah. Typically, I would throw that out.
Little, are they soft though? When you squeeze
They're not
them?
Soft all the way, but I was going to put them in the oven. I figured the oven would toughen them up a little bit.
The oven would kill whatever's growing on them.
Firm it up a little bit.
So what I'm hearing is that you're going to miss another day of work because you're going to be throwing up.
Riggins and Now Trending.
Now Trending on the Ace and TJ Show.
All right, so we'll find out why M&M's was trending. You probably already seen it, but we'll just recap some of that for you here in just a second. A lot of people that are fans of Culver's, the fast casual, what is that? Is that technically fast food? Culver's?
Yeah.
It is fast food. People are very upset that they're switching from Pepsi to Coca-Cola. And they have let it be known on social media, specifically Facebook. they're making the switch, though.
They got good food. Their burgers are good, and they got crinkle fries.
I was looking at some of the things in this article, and they were talking about, their butter burger.
Yeah, and they got burgers, and then you can get pot roast.
That's the craziest thing to me is that you can get pot roast in a drive-thru. Like, that's insane. Mm-hmm. Yeah, from Culver's.
Yeah. It's an album named Pot Roast in the Drive-Thru.
Give her the old pot roast in the drive-thru.
Did they give a reason for the switch?
I don't know. I mean, it's a chain that's based in the Midwest.
Yeah. My little friend Jenny freaked out when we got one here in the Mooresville, North Carolina.
Really?
Yeah, she's a Midwest girl, Nebraska.
So is she a Coke? Does she drink Coke or Pepsi or have a preference?
A Coke, I think. But she won't not drink Pepsi. I don't think she'll turn her nose up at it.
Yeah, so I guess people in the Midwest just prefer Pepsi, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know anybody in the South that prefers Pepsi over Coke. I mean, Coke is just, it's Coke.
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
If somebody says, we only have Pepsi products, I go, that's fine.
Oh, really?
And they say, we only have Pepsi products, I go, Mountain Dew, baby.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's not
it. I get pumped. Like, yeah, Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
I love Mountain Dew.
I prefer one to the other company politically.
Oh, yeah. Well, sure. But they said they're not getting rid of Dr. Pepper because I had to do some research. Dr. Pepper's not owned by Coke or Pepsi. It's mm-hmm. Keurig Dr. Pepper. And Coke has the distribution rights for Dr. Pepper in some countries, and then Pepsi has the distribution rights for Dr. Pepper in other countries.
Oh, they're not loyal.
Really?
Like, whoever gets our Dr. Pepper sold, that's who's going to take it.
I guess so.
I like that.
But yeah, people are very upset because they're loyal to one thing or the other.
Yeah, your mom is.
Absolutely.
Your mom is. Yeah. She won't drink Pepsi, right?
She won't drink Pepsi.
Yeah. Is the Starry Night Pepsi? The new one that came out, Sprite.
That took place.
Sierra Mist.
Yeah. That's a Pepsi product. Yeah.
That's Pepsi. I tried that the other day. Meh.
Yeah, Rob didn't like it.
It was blah.
Yeah, bleh.
Not good. Then you might see Maya Rudolph trending because she is the new spokesperson for M&M's candies. M&M's posted a message on social media the other day saying that they realized that they caused some controversy by changing up the style of the green M&M, making that female M&M less sexually appealing to some by taking away her high heel boots and giving her flats. And some people said they also have a plus size M&M now. And they said, we didn't realize it would cause this much drama and break the internet. So we're halting the spokes candies for a while, and we're bringing in Maya Rudolph, who can bring the country together. So Ace and TJ mentioned that this is probably some sort of PR stunt to gain hype for a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, right. You've got a good 3-week run leading up to the Super Bowl, so I'm sure it's some type of hype.
Mm-hmm.
And smart.
But how long is the phrase break the internet going to last? Are we about done with that?
Yeah, how many times can you break the internet?
I think it's going to be around as long as there's going to be an internet. Yeah.
We just keep breaking it.
I think. But, I mean, there needs to be some other term for getting a lot of hits and comments and stuff.
Yeah.
Get a thesaurus. Figure it out. Shatter the internet.
Yeah. I think it was the first one was Kim Kardashian, wasn't it?
I think maybe Kanye said that about her.
She's going to break the internet.
Yeah.
She did. So Ace and his wife are a mismatch, as he points out all the time. He loves pointing out, I'm this age, she's this age. It's a mismatch of sorts.
Yeah.
How are you a mismatch that's not related to age? We'll find out coming up next.
The Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
So there, Ace was talking about this story a little while ago. About the guy, they're calling him a hunky travel blogger. He's 26. His name's Dan. And he's dating a 23-year-old woman named Shauna Ray. Hey, Shauna Ray, get in this house. But Shauna Ray has a show on TLC. Shauna Ray is small. She weighs 50 pounds, and she's 3'10" tall.
Yeah, she had a brain tumor when she was born. And
I was going to say, she's not a little person.
No, she had a brain tumor. And so she hasn't, whatever they did to remove the brain tumor stopped her growth, essentially. So she has matured physically, but she's just the same size she was when she was, I think it's 8 or 10, something like that.
Like 8.
Yeah.
And she looks like
a kid.
An 8-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Just small. So I think he lives in the UK, and he's a good-looking guy, and she's a pretty girl, but she definitely looks like an 8-year-old. But she is 23, he's 26. So now he's defending himself because he says every time they go out in public, people either give him odd looks.
But several things can be true here. One, it's a sad situation that happened to her, but she seems to be making the best of it. She's got a show on TLC called This Is Shauna Ray. Two, she does. She's 23. She deserves to have, she's an adult. She deserves to have an adult relationship, to love and be loved like everybody else does, and she would want that just like anybody else. Three, he's not doing anything wrong because she is 23 years old. But if you're a person, just an average person, you see them out, unless you know them from the show, you are immediately going to say, something's wrong. That's not right.
Yeah. You see them kissing, or it's certainly going to at least go, that's something you don't see every day.
Yeah.
Because she does look very young. And I don't know that there's a way to get around that. I think that's just
I don't think there is, because she'll never grow up, so to speak.
So I guess in some ways it's a mismatch, but it's not of their doing. I mean, they're consenting adults. It's wonderful. How are you a mismatch that's not related to age? I mean, we talk about it all the time. Ace and Amanda are of different ages. He's a little bit older than she is.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Like 6 or 7 years, whatever.
Yeah, just by hair.
6 or 7 plus 18, 20.
But try to examine your own relationship. How are you a mismatch? Can it be dramatic? I mean, I don't think, Alexis, you and your new guy, you're not really a mismatch in any real way, are you?
Not that I found out yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
other than you're into crystals and he's kind of a conservative guy.
Yeah.
Rob and Meredith, you think they're a mismatch in any considerable way?
I don't think so.
No. They seem to gel.
They seem to fit together really, even though they do, they seem to bicker, might be a good word for it.
Yeah.
They seem to kind of snipe back and forth sometimes.
Yeah.
That's just kind of their way to get along. It's like, it's not uncommon with them.
Oh, he'll bicker.
Bicker.
Yeah, would that be fair to say, Rob?
I think there are some things we mismatch on, like our interests in TV shows and stuff like that, but that's about it.
Yeah.
She likes murder stuff, and I can't stand it.
Yeah.
Murder was the case, and they blame me.
TJ, are you? Do you think there's any considerable mismatched things about you and your wife?
Mm-mm, I think she's perfect for me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
That's cute. That's
so
sweet.
So what is?
Oh, you talking about Jody?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I had to ruin it, didn't I?
You did.
I had to ruin it.
You just couldn't be cute for a second.
You said it was cute, and he's like, "How do I fix this?"
Yeah.
God, I'm so that way.
But maybe you recognize that you're a butterface, and you know he's super hot. It's okay. I think it's healthy to recognize your own shortcomings. I don't know that that's real, but it could happen.
I'm a butterface.
There's a woman on TikTok. She said, "Let's normalize." Being an okay looking woman with really hot guys, and she's married to this guy, and he's very attractive, and she's pretty.
I think there's another one.
What?
I don't think I'm an attractive man, and Amanda seems to be very hot.
Yeah,
people seem to think that.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not saying that. That's what I. Of course, that's what I think. But I mean, you know, that just seems very weird to me.
I love that. Let's normalize the thing that makes me abnormal. Well, let's set it in motion. I love that.
Maybe. So what is it? Try to examine your own relationship. How are you a mismatch with your current significant other? At the Ace TJ Show, we'll find out next.
Ace and TJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
So, it's an important thing whenever you decide that you're going to lose weight. It's a big decision because you've put it off a lot. People do. They put it off and put it off. And a lot of times it's because you're scared you won't be successful, and then you'll just have to face the fact that you think that you're going to be overweight forever. It's just who you are now. Well, don't do that. Don't look at it that way. If you're wanting to lose weight, start today. And you start with Calitrin. And we tell you about Calitrin all the time because it's such a great product. But sometimes, you know, we don't get into telling you the success rate of Calitrin. It has an 86% success rate with their 90-day program. Now, you say, well, that's not 100%. I'll be in that other low percentage that it doesn't work. Well, that's based solely on the effects of Calitrin with no special diet going on and no other products. Right, so it's actually healthy for you. It's collagen that helps with all kinds of things in your life. You know, promotes weight loss, better sleep, more energy, all of that, even less joint pain. So it's not a diet drug. And the people at Calitrin are so nice, and they know what you're going through because they've all had to use Calitrin at some point. And they are satisfied customers. Now, here's the thing. If you order 3 months supply right now, you get 1 month free. And $30 off. So 3 months supply, 1 month free, and $30 off at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss for Calitrin.
So we're talking about, how are you a mismatch with your significant other, the one you love? at the Ace TJ Show on social media if you'd like to contribute your own. But some of these are pretty interesting. Like Pamela said, I'm not a talker, and he can talk to anybody. He's never met a stranger. He wants to move us to Uptown, and I want to go off the grid and start buying chickens and goats.
I love that.
You love that?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's tough to sort of negotiate.
Yeah.
But here's an interesting one. Jessica said, he's super right-wing conservative. I'm not. I'm more pro-choice gay rights, but I'm not a liberal.
Yes, you are.
I love technology. He'd have a flip phone if life allowed him. His top artist played in 2022 was Hank Williams Jr. Mine was Eminem and Lil Wayne, but he's younger than me. Music, politics, those are, again, very tough to negotiate.
I wonder how long they've been together.
I don't know, but it's doomed.
Don't say that.
Doomed.
You might as well break up now. You're just delaying the inevitable.
Just quit it.
You know who the most liberal people are?
Who?
The ones who say, I'm not a liberal. That's why I say that. If you say, I'm not a liberal, you're a liberal.
Just embrace it.
Yeah. Do it.
You never hear like a conservative person go, but I'm not a conservative.
No. But a lot of times we feel like we have to whisper to each other in code so nobody hears us.
Yeah.
Like people come up to me and go, hey, I really like your show, but I always agree with your political stance. I go, okay.
Okay. Now, listen, be out.
I won't tell nobody.
Be proud of who you are.
Riggins, there's a DM that says, anonymous, LOL. Now we're both fatted. He's gone gray. But when we got together, he was super hot, and I'm not. He's 37. I'm 50. That's one. I have a master's degree, and he barely made it through high school. He's extroverted. I'm introverted. I have five kids. He had none. It goes on and on.
That's one person that
one
said
person,
that?
Yeah. They have all of those different things. So she's got a master's. He barely graduated high school. He's very extroverted. She's introverted. We've had that before. I have five kids. He has none.
I like how that she started that all with, he's super, I mean, we're both fat now.
Yeah.
But when we got together.
Now we're both fat and he's gone gray. But when we got together, he was super hot.
So he was younger than her and she already had five kids and he's hotter than her?
Yeah, he's 13 years younger than her.
That's a good one.
What was going on there?
So I don't know when they started, but he said now he's 37 and she's 50. So I don't know how long they've been together, but she has five kids.
What do you know, but, Alexis? What are you saying? I don't get
it. I'm saying she just knew what she was doing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That sounds,
okay.
I mean, the cards were stacked against her.
Right.
But perusing her Facebook page here, neither one of them is fat.
Yeah.
Neither one of them's fat?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Man, so he's a lot younger. He meets this woman. She's got five kids. He's better looking than her. And he's not even educated. Tell me men don't rule the world. This is a man's world. It's a man's world. It's got to be.
No.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Alexis would understand this, but I'm a Capricorn. He's a Gemini. I don't think she does get it.
I don't think she does understand that.
I'm not either of those.
No, she's just saying that, that if you're not compatible with that.
Either horoscope.
That you would be the one believing in that.
Yeah.
Well, if that was the case, me and Jay, we would not be compatible because our signs are against each other.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's too soon to tell whether you're truly compatible or not. It's been a couple of weeks.
Stop.
But I'm thinking a good thought for you kids.
Oh, thanks.
That you'll make it through the tough times.
And your sign is what?
A Leo.
And he's a what?
Aquarius.
Oh, my God.
No way.
I know.
I didn't know that.
Are you serious or are you just messing with us?
I'm serious.
Oh, God. I didn't even. Oh, my God.
My exact opposite. On every horoscope I read, it's like, nope, doomed for failure.
Oh, oh my God. She actually reads up on it.
Oh, my God.
Ace and TJ. Ace and TJ.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Ace, when you go grocery shopping,
yeah,
do you tend to go as a couple?
No. We went as a couple Sunday briefly, but typically Amanda does the grocery shopping because she enjoys, she loves going to the grocery store.
Really?
Loves it. And she still loves going and doing all of the shopping as opposed to buying online and having it ready and just picking up.
Yeah. She made a comment the other night about how she's trying to dial back the door dashing and stuff like that because it's expensive. And we know it's expensive.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's very, it can get very expensive when you do it often.
Yeah.
Like every day.
Often, every day, whatever.
You know, nothing like coming home and there's food sitting at the front door. And I just pick it up and bring it in. And she's like, she's coming down the stairs and I'm holding it in my hand. She's like, oh, you always come home and find out that I door dashed something.
You'd think she would be like on it if she was worried about you finding it or something. Like she would know when they dropped it off, like, I better go get that real quick.
Yeah. Like the other morning, she goes, I'm going to get us a little breakfast. And I said, okay. And I thought she was going to go down and make breakfast before we went to the gym. And she came back up. And I said, at first, it was a moment of, you put all this together down there that quick? And then I realized, no, you didn't. This is Dunkin' Donuts. You had a DoorDash. Yeah.
And that would be so funny if she took all the sandwiches and put them on plates and stuff like she did it.
Real sneaky.
Yeah.
But the team from Tufts University said the fastest growing food retailer in the United States is the dollar store.
Oh, I love a dollar store.
People are buying more food than ever
at the dollar,
store, specifically in rural regions.
Yeah. Because, I can see for a couple of reasons. One, it's less expensive.
Yeah.
Two, you can do your grocery shopping and all of your other shopping, get other shopping done there at the same time and save yourself money in the process.
Yeah. But the I learned the lesson that the Dollar General is not the same as the Dollar Tree the other day. Because I was not able to find some great deals at the Dollar General.
No, the Dollar General is expensive.
It was actually more expensive than the grocery store.
Yeah, and the Dollar Tree is not a dollar anymore. It's like $1.25.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's gone up.
But I never even thought about, I mean, I guess that speaks to like my privilege or whatever it is, but never thought about doing all my grocery shopping at the dollar store. But they said the point is they don't sell fresh produce and meats, so you have to go other places. But especially in the South, dollar stores popping up everywhere.
They're everywhere.
And they're playing an increasingly important role in household food purchases. So
makes sense.
We should buy a dollar store, y'all.
We should buy a dollar store?
Yeah, you know, the store doesn't cost a dollar. Right?
That's all I got is a dollar.
You got $1. We got $5.
But now there's like bougie dollar stores popping up all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Like private owned ones, not like franchise and things like that.
I need a dollar DoorDash.
Yeah, well, I'll be honest. Your wife looked at me. She goes, "So you cook all your food at home?" And I went, "Yeah." As opposed to like where she was really kind of surprised by that. And I went, "Yeah, well, it's
because you're single and all that."
Yeah, but I'm telling you, DoorDash has gotten so outrageously expensive.
I know
that
you're not telling me anything I don't already know, my friend.
But I like literally don't have the money for it. Like I can't just keep. I don't know.
Oh, I don't have the money for it either.
Well, I don't know.
It just keeps rolling in.
I guess. Will you ever go grocery shopping with Jody?
Yeah.
You do?
We go together. We go separately. It's just whatever we need. And she usually does the big load grocery stuff, like the once a week thing. And then
you're in between.
Sometimes we'll go together. It doesn't matter.
You go to Costco together?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, my dad has started tagging along with my mom. It drives her crazy.
Oh yeah,
crazy because he's picking up stuff and like touching stuff, and
he's like a kid.
Yeah,
keep your hands to yourself.
Like, what do you know? You don't know anything. Why are you even with me? Stop touching stuff.
Now you can hear and see the show anytime. Just click acetj.com or acetj.tv. How you want, when you want. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.